Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you again for a wonderful episode and such a wonderful week. Excited to have you guys on. Remember, check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. And remember, keep sharing the show. I love the fact that you guys keep sharing it. We keep growing, and I love to see the growth that we've had and the people's lives have been benefited because of people just like you, you know, sharing this with your friends, family, or whoever, you know, colleagues and coworkers. I mean, this show is really about creating freedom for you, about creating more cash flow, more freedom, more control of your life so you don't live that mediocre life that everybody else lives, where they're hoping and praying that they're stock investments, their mutual funds, their 401ks will pay off someday, but they're not. And they don't have that freedom. And this show is about creating freedom for you to be able to have that life so you work because you want to, not because you have to. And today's show is no exception to that, because the one thing I'm so blessed to be able to do is we've talked about, if you've listened to previous archives or shows we've had before, we've talked about AHP or American Homeowners Preservation. But to this point, you know, like we actually haven't had them interviewed for a little while. And so I'm excited to have on our guest, who is the CEO, Deanne O'Donovan, where she actually just stepped into that role here earlier this year. And as the company keeps growing, it keeps getting better, the fund actually shut down for a while. I mentioned that last spring. And guess what? As of recently, it just opened up again. And so it's open. We want to talk about that because for those of you that are, whether you're accredited investor or not, whether you've got, you know, millions of dollars, you got $100, this is the investment that you may want to really look into. So, Deanne, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Chris. I'm glad to be here with you.
Well, I'm excited to have you guys on because you guys are such a good quality company. I've really enjoyed, you know, working with you and even having my own money invested with you guys over the years. You know, tell us a little bit more about you, like specifically, like who are you and why did you even come to American Homeowners Preservation?
Sure, happy to. So as you mentioned, I joined earlier this year as the CEO. I stepped in March as the president and CEO of American Homeowner Preservation and AHP Servicing, taking over from George Newberry, who was the founder of the company and remains a principal shareholder, and he's now the chairman of the board. So, you know, what really drew me to AHP and AHP Servicing was a combination of a very innovative business model. I love that they were crowdfunded, plus the socially responsible focus, which really is, you know, kind of the underlying mission of the company. We're a for-profit company, but we are socially responsible. So when we're using the investor dollars to purchase those past due loans, we're genuinely trying to find a solution for the homeowner that is good for our investors, good for our borrower, and good for the communities. And so as I did my due diligence on the company, it was really evident to me that they believed that and lived it every day. And so to me, that was very appealing.
So you're kicking their tires before you jumped in, huh?
Yeah, George and I spent a few months getting to know each other before I joined, actually.
Oh, wow. Man, that's, and knowing George, that probably drove him nuts.
That's pretty funny. He did a good job containing his impatience.
I bet you did. Well, that's good because you got to bring that kind of balance. And I know as companies grow, you definitely need someone who kind of can be the string on the helium balloon a little bit, but still let you soar and take off to where you need to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as we got to know each other, it became evident that it was really an excellent fit. I came from a publicly traded company, so much bigger than AHP Servicing, but had a very strong background in building teams and scaling businesses. And I actually set up a servicing division for the company that I was with last, in addition to setting up a default loan servicing team. So, you know, in terms of looking at that alignment with skill set and needs to really take the company to the next level, it was really an ideal match.
Oh, I love it. So tell us, for those that may be listening to you guys, about you guys for the first time, tell us, like, what exactly do you guys do? Like, how do you guys invest your money?
Sure. So basically what we do is we purchase past due or defaulted residential loans at a discount. So, you know, for example, there may be a loan that has a principal balance of $100,000 and that loan is no longer making payments. So we might purchase that loan at, let's say, $40,000, and we'll then reach out to the borrower and determine if they're still living in the property and whether they'd like to retain the property or not. And we'll then offer them a modification of their loan to make their payments more affordable. So that may include reducing the principal balance, reducing the interest rate, stretching out their payment terms to help them stay in the home. Or in cases where they've already vacated the property or would like to, we'll take a deed in lieu of foreclosure often, and we'll forgive any difference between what the property is worth and what they owe on it. So that's really kind of the core of our business. And then this year we launched a servicing company as well. So we brought our loans back in-house to service because we think we've, you know, kind of figured out the secret sauce over the 10-year history of the company. Yeah. And now this month we're also opening the doors to servicing for third parties as well. So it'll be an additional revenue source for us.
Yeah. You know, and you mentioned that, like, you have a 10-year history. One thing that really impressed me when I first started to get to know you guys, one of my biggest questions was, okay, you know, how about recession? Like, how do you guys do through a recession? I remember George said, great. In fact, we prefer it because we get selection. Is that kind of what your feeling is as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say we're not necessarily counter-cyclical, but we're definitely recession resistant. And when you do have a recessionary environment, foreclosure rates tick up, and that gives us more buying opportunities for loans. And we think now it'll give us more servicing opportunities as well for small banks and credit unions that are just not equipped and don't have the resources to know how to turn those loans around and get them paying again. So, you know, no one ever wants a recession, but when the next one comes, which obviously it will, I think we're going to be in a great position to grow the company.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. I know that's one thing that really impressed me. And I'll tell you, like, from my own personal life, I tell a lot of people on this show, and I tell this even to my own clients, is that you never do an investment just because you make money. Because if you do that, what makes that any different than just working for a paycheck, right? Like, just going to the job to show up for a paycheck. There's got to be something that has a real tie to you personally, like something you're either very intrigued by that you want to keep delving into it and diving into it, like it's actually fascinating to you, or something that you have to have like this real connection, almost like a passion for. And I know for me personally, like I remember during the recession, I unfortunately had a mortgage company who was a subsidiary of Lehman Brothers, right? They were not easy to work with. I was in a place where I had $150,000 of equity trapped in my house, and I couldn't get access to it, and I couldn't get any payments modified. And so eventually, after I think it was over a year and a half, finally they just foreclosed on me in 2009, and I lost the house. And somebody bought it. In fact, it was a neighbor's brother that bought it for half the price I had bought it for just 3 years prior. And it was and just to know that you guys can do the same kind of thing, but be able to modify loans or help them get out from the home and make it less painful. I mean, that's just, I love that. That's one thing that I know I have a personal attachment for.
Yeah. And, you know, thank you for sharing your personal story, Chris, because it's a very typical story, especially in the last recession, that you have, you know, good borrowers who want to do the right thing and want to figure out a solution. And, you know, these big companies that, you know, don't understand or choose to ignore that they're affecting people's lives and they're affecting the community. And so, you know, we're seeing some new foreclosures coming to us and some new delinquencies, but we're also seeing some things that are still lingering from the last recession because banks maybe started foreclosure and then they never completed them. And so you have these kind of zombie foreclosures and these properties around the country that at some point the borrowers moved out. And so they're just kind of decaying in their community. So that ability to be socially responsible and match up purpose and profit, I think is really powerful. And I think for, you know, a lot of investors who are focused on cash flow, and I think we're seeing this across the generational spectrum as well, they want to know that their money is being put to good use. There is a big increase in awareness that you can do both. And that's something that I think is just going to grow in the coming years.
Yeah. You know, and so tell us more about that. I mean, for those that obviously we have people here that are looking for cash flow, they're looking for opportunities to be able to use their cash. And I've got very few people in here. I've got people that obviously have sometimes millions of dollars of cash. They're trying to figure out how to deploy and get themselves to retire quickly, maybe even this year. And then I've got other people that follow this that say, hey, I'm starting out. I've got maybe a couple grand, you know, if that, right, that they might be able to use. But obviously that's too little to buy like investment properties, for example. So they're trying to build it up. But you guys really have a solution for that. So what's, you know, tell us more about like what you, what your terms are.
Yeah. So we just launched our next offering. Our current offering just launched a few days ago. So that is it's referred to as a Reg A offering. And so we're open to both accredited and non-accredited investors. Somebody can invest for as little as $100 to get started. And we pay a monthly distribution to investors that's up to 10% per year, and that's a preferred return. So the investor gets paid before we're taking any profits. Monthly distribution, which for people looking for passive cash flow, I think is huge. And then we have best efforts liquidity. So that really sets us apart from most of the crowdfunded offerings that are available right now. You know, oftentimes you're locking up your money for 1 to 3 years and you don't know when you're going to get it back. So, you know, we do not guarantee return. We do not guarantee liquidity, but we do offer best efforts. And for the prior offerings, we've, you know, successfully met our return targets and return of principal, and we've been able to meet, you know, requests for redemptions. So, we think it's a very compelling offering, in its own right, but also when compared to other alternative real estate plays and passive income plays.
Yeah. And of course, you guys are very transparent because you report the SEC, and I've seen the returns you guys have done just on the back end, and they're incredible. I mean, you get great, way above and beyond whatever you pay your investors anyways. And I personally, I mean, I've been paid for almost 2 years straight, you know, monthly. So I love it. And so, I mean, to put this in kind of a proper context, I mean, whether somebody's got 120 bucks, like you said, you start with this little 100, 120 bucks would pay you $1 a month, right?
Right.
You know, or up to $1 a month. If it's 1200, you're paying 10 bucks a month. If you put in 12,000, you get paid 100 bucks a month and so on. I mean, that's steady income. And I'll tell you right now, especially with the stock market, the way it's been so bipolar, and it's really been, in a sense, kind of really on it's kind of petering out. I mean, it had this huge upward trend. Now it's petering out. People are hoping and praying they make anything in the market for the next few years. You know, if there's not even a recession where they might lose money, you guys are paying regularly every single month. You're paying cash flow, which is just incredible. I mean, for example, I know somebody, if they had a goal, they wanted to create $10,000 a month. Well, I mean, okay, you could get 1.2 million and that will pay you 10,000 bucks a month. You could actually retire right off that if that's your goal, you know?
Right. Absolutely. And I think that your point on the current stock market volatility is really a great one. One of the things that I love about our offering is that it's not correlated to the stock market. And so, you know, listen, most of us invest in the stock market, right? Whether through a 401k or non-retirement investments. And it is very volatile. I mean, I've watched my own accounts, right? Like I open my monthly statements and you see it's all over the board. So to have some percentage of your investments in something that's an alternative real estate play that's not correlated to the stock or bond markets, I think is hugely important because we also saw in the last recession, right? Everything went down together, whether it's the US market or the international markets or volatility in bonds. So I think that's really an important segment for investors to have in their own portfolio, whether it's with us or somebody else.
I agree. I absolutely agree. So I know when you start to step in the world that we talk about on this show, I mean, you talk about the traditional type of investments, which aren't really even investments. They're just savings vehicles that financial advisors give you. It's kind of crap. You know? I mean, that's why it's so relieving to see something like this where, I mean, really there's such great opportunity here. And like you said, you're creating a lot of social good and people are getting paid too. I mean, you're essentially creating value for banks. If you're looking for the value proposition here, you're creating value for banks by unloading their portfolios. So they have to worry about it. You're helping people stay in their home or be able to get out from under their home. And you're helping the investors too, all at the same time. And that's the perfect really win-win-win-win transaction there.
That was such a great summary. And I think you're absolutely right. As I looked at our competitors, I mean, we don't really have any direct competitors. We're the only one with a socially responsible focus and the only one that has that history of consistent monthly distributions. I actually wish we had more competitors because I think it's really a very small market right now and there's room for more. But even for myself, it's hard for me to find another investment vehicle that I think can beat ours or even match it.
Yeah. Well, and there's so many different types of investments out there. The one thing I think that really makes you guys stand out is the fact that your money can be liquid. You can actually get your money out of it. You know, where I mean, I've had people on the show as guests and they can offer some great things, but they might say, hey, yeah, we'll pay you maybe they'll say 12% a year, right? But it's locked up for 3 years. You can't touch it. You guys have something unique there.
Yeah, I think we really do. And, you know, there are some parameters with our liquidity efforts, right? Obviously, we don't promise liquidity, but we make best efforts. And it's worked out very well for our investors. And it's worked out great for the offering as well. And it's that kind of sleep at night peace of mind that if something changes in your life and you do need that money back, you're not locked up for that 3 year period.
Well, and I've had some clients I've sent your way where, you know, they want to put a large sum in there, but they knew they needed some of that money back out. Cause you know, like for example, I had a client who he knew he's going to be refinishing his house. And so he said, hey, it's probably gonna be about 9 months. I'm going to need that money back out. And so I just said, well, talk to them. And the great thing is you have a team that's very responsive. They say, well, let us know what's the situation. All right, we'll see what we can do there. Obviously, if you can't do it, you can tell them, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's right. We've got a terrific investor relations team. And one of the things that I love about our investors is they are not afraid to pick up the phone and ask questions. And there's been a ton of interest as well in the social responsibility aspect of it. We have a new website, ahpservicing.com. And we've posted some of our investor testimonials on there as well as some of our borrower testimonials. And I think that's been really nice as well because it allows our investors to directly connect with the good that they're doing, right? So they start to see and hear what caused somebody to become past due and how did they get back on their feet and what are they doing with their life now that they're in a secure position again. So that's been really kind of touching to see and to learn about and to start sharing.
Yeah. I love seeing those stories when you guys email about those. I love just seeing, because sometimes I forget. I mean, I get paid the interest every month, but then when I get to see the stories of, you know, what is it that money actually doing? There's definitely a huge reward for me that way to be able to see that, you know, really that social proof, you know?
Yeah. For us as well.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate having on. Like, again, everybody just kind of review. I mean, with as little as $100, you can invest and as much as whatever, but be able to create, you know, 10% returns a year paid monthly with relatively liquid money. And you're creating a lot of good in people's lives. It's not just about the money you make, but you're actually doing some good too. And so to me, this is like one of those great investments that, you know, I'm not saying everybody should go invest in it. We're not telling you to do any of that, but if this is something that kind of spoke to you, definitely check it out. We'll put their link in the show notes so you'll be able to get access to that. So you can be able to go on and go online, look up more information. And heck, if you're trying to invest some money, it's super simple to do. I've done it a couple times. I've put money in, so it's really easy to do. So Deanne, thanks so much for joining us today.
Chris, thank you. I appreciate being on the show and appreciate you being an investor as well.
Yeah, you bet.
Take care. Everybody else,
I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And I hope, again, we're here to help you create more cash flow, more freedom, so you can work because you want to, not because you have to. That's the mission we're here to do, is to create that freedom that people are not enjoying today. And We want you guys to be some of those, the few, the proud. So anyways, you make a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.